to Sierra Speaks.
Hi guys, welcome to an episode of my podcast. I know I haven't uploaded an episode in like forever, but I'm here now and that's what matters. I'm not going to bore you guys with why I haven't uploaded an episode. From the title of the episode, you already see that I'm going to kind of be giving a 2022 summary of my life. So I'm going to start with January. I actually recorded this stuff. So I recorded the music I listened to the most that month, the books I read, and the like films I watched. So let's start with January. So in January, the two songs I listened to the most were Coloratura by Coldplay and Fun by Coldplay. I think for the most part of this year, I was actually so obsessed with Coldplay. I still like their songs, but I'm trying to cut down. I don't want to listen to too much of it anymore. But yeah, for the beginning part of 2022 and for like the ending of 2021, I was so obsessed with Coldplay. Then the movies and series and everything I watched and read in January. So I watched The Red Sleeve, Erica the Four Stars. The Red Sleeve is a K-drama. It made me cry so much. I think that was the first thing I watched this year. Immediately I woke up 1st of January after church. I think that was the first thing I did, to watch The Red Sleeve. Strong Girl Bong Soon is also a K-drama. I rated it 5 stars, as I should, because that K-drama was everything. Then I also watched The Winx Club Saga. I don't even know how or why I even rated it. It just reminded me why I don't watch films. I don't like that main character. What's her name? Bloom. I don't even remember if that's her name in the live action or whatever. But I really disliked her. She was just putting people in danger anyhow. And I also watched Encanto. This is actually because of my roommate at the time. She watches every single day. I couldn't not watch it. So for February, I listened to Champion of the World by Coldplay and Just For Me by Kirk Franklin. Those are the two songs I listened to the most in February. Like I said, I was very, very obsessed with Coldplay. I read Redeeming Love and I rated it 5 stars. I think anybody that has read Redeeming Love should rate it 5 stars. It was such a good book. It's by Francine Rivers. Then I read one book on boundaries. I think I've also talked about that book on my podcast. I don't like rating like self-development books and all of that. I just feel like I can't rate them. They do what they do in your life. So in March, I listened to Death and All His Friends by Coldplay and A Head Full of Dreams. See, I was so obsessed with Coldplay. I think that was all I was listening to for months and I don't know how I managed to do it. For ratings, I don't even know why I even put this book here. For in school, they gave us one book for TMC, one of our courses. The name of the book was Core Value Manual. I don't know why I put it here and I don't know why I rated it. Let's just leave that one. Then I also watched Romang. I remember why I watched it. It was after my first mid-semester exams and I thought I had done something astronomical with my life. Oh my gosh, I had just written my first mid-semester exams. I deserved to rest. I deserved to cruise. I stayed up to like 1 a.m. watching this thing. It made me cry a lot, Sha, but I was so happy. I finally got a break, blah, blah, blah. Well, now that I look back, first of all, I think, yes, I deserved it. I won't invalidate myself and how I felt at that moment, because yes, I did. But this 200 level that I'm in is way tougher than 100 level. But if my 100 level self felt like I deserved a break, I probably did. So I'm not going to judge myself or anything. I also read Sycamore Hill. I don't really remember what Sycamore Hill was about, but I do know that it's also by Francine Rivers. It was a good book, I'm sure, about it, because I rated it 4 stars. At least it was a good book to me. You guys should remember that all these ratings are subjective, so they're all based on my own feelings and my own background and everything. Then I also read How to Become a Straight A Student. As I said, I don't rate books like that. Like, they do what they do. In April, the two songs I listened to the most were The Hardest Part by Coldplay and Dior Dior by AG Baby. It's in his newest album, latest album. It came out in February, actually. The album came out in February. Catch me if you can. Ratings. Okay, so I read Children of Blood and Bone. I was reading this book during exam time. My roommates were concerned for me, but I didn't care. Like, at every single break I got, I was literally reading the book. The book was awesome, and I forgot that it had a sequel, so I thought I would just read the book and then be over with it during exam time. But that's not how it was. Then after Children of Blood and Bone, there was Children of Virtue and Vengeance. So instead of reading my school books, I was reading these two books during the exam. While I rated Children of Blood and Bone 5 stars, I rated Children of Virtue and Vengeance 4 stars, because the book is actually a trilogy. And the last book is not out yet, so it ended at a cliffhanger. I'm not even going to give any spoilers, just in case you guys want to try any of them. But I do remember the kind of cliffhanger it ended at, and I hated it. Like, I was upset. Oh, gosh, I remember it so clearly. I remember going to the exam hall, and because we didn't have good Wi-Fi in my room, I had to go to the exam hall. When I went to the exam hall, instead of me to be like doing my final revision, I was busy looking for where I could find spoilers for the next book. I was obsessed. I also watched My Roommate is a Gumiho. I genuinely believe that was a rewatch. I don't know. There was no way I was just watching that for the first time in April. I read Reminders of Him. This is a book by Colin Hoover. I don't even remember what it was about. I think it was about a mother or something. Okay, no. I actually have no idea. I really don't even care. But I guess it was a good book. I don't remember. I read It Ends With Us. Any bookstagrammer, is that what they call them? Or anyone on BookTok should know this book. It is currently trending, and so is Colin Hoover. The book was okay. I don't remember how I felt exactly when I read it, but I liked the book, I'm not going to lie. Then I also read Things We Never Got Over. This book is by Lucy Scott. I don't remember what it was about, but I think I liked it at the time. I don't know if I would like it now. The thing about all these books on Bookstagram and BookTok and everything is that a lot of them encourage so much sex during the book that's what their relationship is based off of. And I honestly don't like it. It doesn't correlate with my faith. So I was trying to cut down on books like that, and I think I've done a good job by God's grace in cutting down on these books. It didn't happen early in the year, I'm not even going to lie. I think it happened this December. Okay, I watched Business Proposal for the first time. Yeah, that was also a very great 12 episode K-drama. I read Confess, that should also be by Colin Hoover. I watched Redeeming Love. So I read Redeeming Love earlier in the year, and then I watched the movie in school. I think it came out when I was in school as well. The movie was nice, but as any movie adaptation, it didn't give what the book gave. So then for May, first of all, May was actually not a good month for me with my mental health. The thing is that, when you've been waiting for something for so long, and then when it reaches the end, you're suddenly so impatient and everything. So at this point, we had been in school for 5 months, and it was suddenly nearing the end, and my mental health was not even taking it anymore. I was just down that month, but let me see what I was able to get down. But the song I listened to the most at that point was Why by Valley Boys featuring Maverick City. Okay, I also listened to Grace Upon Grace by Life Church Worship. I really like the song as well. And for the ratings, I watched Gangu by Kathy Awadi. It's an Indian film about, I think, prostitution. I also remember that I watched this thing during test. I think this is my method of stress relieving, watching movies, and I've been doing anything but reading my books, honestly. That's the way to go. And I watched 2521 really took a toll on my mental health too. For 2 weeks I was not thinking correct because I watched 2521. I cried. I cried myself a river because of this book. You guys, I hate my neighbor's dogs. Anyway, I recently even watched a movie. It just came out recently. It's also Korean. And the name is 20th Century Girl. To me, it's just low budget 2521. They even have kind of the same names. Like, the similarities were so much. I don't want to give any spoilers just in case someone wants to watch that listening. I read His Only Wife also. And I rated it 2 stars. It is an African book. It was about a woman. She got married to someone. And then the guy was cheating. Oh gosh, I just remember actually really disliking the main character. I think it was kind of an arranged marriage. I actually don't remember too much about it, but I do remember disliking it. But the person that I saw it from really liked the book, and I don't know why. But like, not judging anything, again, subjective, very very subjective views, but I really disliked it. So yeah, that's it for me. So for June, my favorite songs, or the songs I listen to the most, were Everyday Life by Coldplay and Jesus by Eddie James. So I don't want to explain myself about Coldplay again, but Jesus by Eddie James, on my birthday, actually my birthday is on June 12th, and on my birthday we had a program in the chapel hosted by the choir, and it was a concert. That's what it's called. It's called the concert. So during the concert, they sang this song and I fell in love instantly. I was in love with the song, so I was really hooked to the song. I didn't record any ratings. I think that was an exam month. Yeah, it was, but I honestly doubt I didn't read anything. I probably just forgot to record, but there is no way I didn't read or watch anything that month. Then in July, okay, I listened to Omo Baba by Spirit of Prophecy and The Lord Is My Light by Nathaniel Bassey. I also got The Lord Is My Light from the concert that happened on my birthday. So for the ratings, I read The 5 Second Rule. It's also a development book and all. And I watched Snowdrop. Snowdrop, I don't like thinking of it. It was a waste of time. It was honestly a waste of time. I even gave it 3 stars. Man, I'm generous in my ratings. I also watched The Greatest Showman for the first time. Yes, judge me if you want to. I watched The Greatest Showman for the first time in 2022. And yes, I cried while watching The Greatest Showman. Judge me if you freaking want to. So I also watched Friends season 1 to 8. I binge watched Friends season 1 to 8 in July. I was watching Friends in June as well, so that was probably why I had no ratings. I watched Friends in June as well. In August, so for the ratings, like my book and series ratings, I watched Backstreet Rookie. It was a good watch. It was a good watch. I think I even got my sister, who doesn't usually watch like stuff, to watch it with me. So I really liked it. Then I also watched Link It's Love Kill. The stuff, it was Thriller. It was as interesting as Thriller can be for me, which is meh. But the main character is so beautiful. The main character, female, she's so beautiful. I watched Extraordinary Attorney Woo. I read The Hating Game. The thing about me is that I hate this haters lovers trope. I don't like it in books, like, at all. It's somehow, that's the only word I can use to actually describe the haters lover thing. It is somehow. I read The Flat Share. I do remember what this was about. It was actually a British book, and I find they had a lot of time to understand the English they used to speak there. Obviously, like, the English is from them, but it's hard, I beg, to be dissecting their weird words and cuss words and everything. So The Flat Share was basically about a book editor. The main girl was a book editor, and the male lead was a nurse. He worked at a hospice, I think. So, and then they had like a flat share arrangement, like a flat share agreement kind of arrangement, whatever, that, like, he worked, I think, at night or at... He worked at night, so she got the room at night. They mostly communicated through sticky notes. So from the sticky notes, they started to have like real conversations, and they started sharing a lot about themselves. So basically, it was like online dating, because they never really saw themselves for like months. It was like online dating, but instead of texting, because they hardly ever texted, they just put sticky notes on their walls and their rooms and everything. It was a good read, actually. I really liked it. I also watched What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. I didn't like it. I loved the male lead, but I didn't like it. Then I also watched Fight for My Way. I really, really liked it. It was the same lead as What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, but I didn't like him in What's Wrong with Secretary Kim for some reason. So yeah, that's it for August. Now for September. The songs I really listened to that month were Very Slowly and Coloratura Again by Coldplay. I think that was my most listened to song at the beginning of the year, and by September I also listened to it a lot. Okay, for September I read a lot and I watched a lot. So I watched Dali and the Cocky Prince. It's actually a very underrated K-drama in my opinion. It is so good. And I read The Selection series. The Selection series basically is one of these old historical fiction blah 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 books that people, let's say there is a prince and then like a group of girls have to come and present themselves, and at the end of the selection process or the period, the king chooses a suitable wife. And yeah, that was basically how it was. I honestly hated the fact that they ended up together, the female lead and then the prince slash king. I honestly wanted them to end as friends. They were such good friends, but I didn't like them as like a romantic thing. And I preferred her boyfriend before she entered the selection process to the king. So for the selection series, there was the selection, the elite, and the one. So obviously at the end of the day, she got the king for herself and everything. Then I also read The Spanish Love Deception. This is also one of these bookstagram slash book talk books. Again, it was a haters to lovers kind of romance, so I didn't really like it, but it was a good one. Then I watched Touch Your Heart, which I found out like afterwards was a spin-off sequel, I don't know, to Goblin. And it was good. The characters were very, very cute, so I liked them. I read How to Save a Life. How to Save a Life is also one of these British books. The book really talked at my emotions. I didn't like it. I even gave it 2 stars here. The book was basically about a babe that saved a guy from dying. Her crush for a whole while now. She saved him from dying on like the ending of the year. She also had this like friend that be what I don't even know, academic partner or something like that. Okay, they were also kind of family friends, yeah. So she saved the guy's life, yeah. And then the guy, he was a football player, but after she saved his life, his heart actually stopped beating. And after that, like his heart would never remain the same. So he couldn't play football anymore. So he just started to hate her because he started to blame her for even bringing him back when he did not want to be alive if he couldn't play football. And a series of things actually happened. They were in high school when she saved his life, but like the events that happened after, they were shy crazy. So yeah, so I also read Book Lovers. Book Lovers was basically about 2 editors. They were cute, that's all I have to say. I remember a lot, but like it was just one of these pastime stories. It was cute, that's all. Then Something Like Happy was actually about a girl that her sister killed herself and a boy that was struggling with depression and suicide. Then Things We Save in a Fire was about 2 firefighters falling in love. The last book for that month was Tangled. I wrote beside it Unreadable in a Bad Way, and I remember I think the book was written like 2000 and like early 2000s, sha. So the guy was a chronic player, not even the one that like has different girlfriends. He was like Okay, then, do you really call me Pierre? Well, I don't know the terms or anything, but I do know that he slept with a different girl every single Friday. That was his date to have sex with people. He slept with a different girl every single Friday. And then there was this babe that now thought maybe she could change him. You know how all the things are. So, I remember not being able to rate the book because I couldn't subject myself to even rate the book. So, it was unreadable in a bad way. For October, my favorite songs were... I thought I stopped being obsessed with Coldplay. Even in October, Coldplay was still... You know what? Anyway, my favorite songs were Rainy Day by Coldplay and Home by Johnny Joe and The Cavemen. Yeah, I really like The Cavemen and I also really like Johnny Joe. So, my ratings, Love Hypothesis... Love Hypothesis was about a biochemist or one of these biological something, Shah. So she... Oh, it was basically a fake dating something and I really didn't... I don't like that fake dating trope at all because I see no point in it. So, but the book was okay, I think. And I watched The King's Jester. It's actually a stand-up special, a comedy special. And I usually watch these kind of things. At first, I really didn't like it. Like, it wasn't... Like, for the first few minutes, maybe it was because I wasn't really concentrated on the jokes. But, like, I wasn't really feeling it. But as I kept on watching, I started falling in love with the comedian. His name is Hasan Minhaj. Yeah, it was actually a really good comedy special. I would watch it again for the first time if I had the chance. I also watched Homecoming King. Okay, so this is also a comedy special by Hasan Minhaj. And I watched Annie Kulapot. It was sure trending at the time, so I watched it with my friends. It was the thing. First of all, I don't really watch Nigerian movies. Especially the ones that are supposed to be like... upscale, like high class ones, because I'd rather even watch the ones on Epic that is showing like witchcraft and all to these ones, because they're trying to paint themselves as what they're not. I hate their accents in those type of movies, so I'd rather not watch them. But I really liked this one because it was in Yoruba and I don't really, you know, understand or speak Yoruba, so I couldn't really tell if they were like pushing of the accents like they would do if they're speaking English, or they were making mistakes. My own was that I was shy reading with subtitles, and I really liked it. I really liked the storyline and everything. So yeah. And then for November, I didn't have songs or anything for November. November was also a rough month. We had tests, man. Those tests were something else in November. And my ratings, I only rated Little Women. I didn't even rate it, but I do remember watching this. It's also a K-drama. But that's all I wrote down. And, well, December is not over yet, so I can't really judge for December. Wait a minute. By the time I upload this episode, December would have been over. So, well, I sure haven't put anything down for December. But that was my 2022 wrapped. So, if you don't mind, you can tell me yours. So, I hope you have a wonderful year ahead. And yeah, bye guys.